In studio right now, we're very happy to see Attleboro Veterans Agent Carl Bradshaw here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Good to be back.
Nice to see you here today. Well, first of all, happy Memorial Day.
Same to you.
We're going to have a good day today. We have good temperatures. Jim Corbin is blessing us with some good temperatures. But before we get into the forecast, coming up with Jim in just a couple of minutes, you're actually outgoing. I guess I noticed it the other day in the newspaper that this will be one of your last big things that are going on as veterans agent.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks from today, I'll start my new post as the veteran service officer for the Blackstone Valley District.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in charge of helping veterans with services in Northbridge, Uxbridge, Sutton, and Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a four-town district.
Well, we wish you all the best. We really do. Now, you've been with as veterans agent now and how long now?
5.5 years.
5.5. But it just seems like yesterday that you started.
Yeah, no.
Of course, the office there. You've made a lot of friends. You've done great things for the families out there. You've got a lot of volunteers and people there in the office that really work really, really hard there. Of course, your right hand person, Connie, has been with the office for many, many years. And but I tell you, you've been one of the nicest people to work with in the city of Attleboro, from personal view.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, as I said, good luck to you up there. We've got big things, big happenings going on today. Want to tell us some people that we did today, Attleboro was very busy this past weekend as well.
Yeah, yesterday we did several ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for years, somewhere around 134 years, we've been going to Hillside Cemetery, and we start that off at 8 o'clock. Then we also went to South Attleboro and the Veterans Memorial Pavilion, and ended it with a unique ceremony. We had some 54th Infantry Regiment reenactors,
mm-hmm.
which you probably remember from the movie Glory.
Sure.
One of those is buried in Woodlawn Cemetery. So we Tom Tully arranged to have new grave markers. They were very old and they were decrepit. So mm-hmm. the VA pitched in with three more grave markers, and we dedicated those yesterday.
And I know it was videotaped for AACS yesterday as well. And more people out there. Do you see more people coming out to, you know, these, especially over this past weekend, to observe some of these events?
Yeah, and I think, especially with the parade today, it's going to mm-hmm. be the biggest and best Memorial Day mm-hmm. parade we've ever had. You probably know that we increased the budget by $8,000
right.
this year. So we're going to have more bands. We're going to have another reenactor group. Couple of floats, which we haven't had in the past, so I think we'll have a good turnout. And look at the weather. I mean, when people tell me I had a great Memorial Day, and I can tell that the difference is between the weather.
Yeah.
If it's 85 and humid and sunny, that's kind of rough. But today, I think we're going to have overcast, and it's we'll get up to maybe 80.
Yeah, I think so.
That'll make for an enjoyable Memorial Day parade.
And especially the last event that we did have was the 100th anniversary celebration, which was huge as it is. With that budget of the city, had a great budget for that. But at least we've got some other great events planned for later today. We've got Veterans Agent Carl Bradshaw in studio with us for a bit, talking about the festivities that are going on today here in the city of Attleboro. But right now we have meteorologist Jim Corbin, who's hopefully going to give us a nice forecast for this parade and festivities as well, right, Jim?
Yeah, 3 days in a row. It's very rare that you have a Memorial Day weekend without any rain, just because of the time of year, but we're lucking out. There is a little rain now falling up just north of Fitchburg, north of Worcester, but that's going to stay east and stay north of here. So good news for this morning. I think we'll be between around 70 and 75 during the parade, and eventually getting to about 82 this afternoon around 3 o'clock. So, again, I think that's just about right. A bit of a breeze out of the southwest, about 5 to 15 miles an hour, picking up to 8 to 18 this afternoon. Then tonight, patchy fog late, otherwise only falling to the low 60s by tomorrow morning. And then a mixture of sun and clouds again tomorrow. Very little change in the weather the next few days. Highs in the low 80s. Any rain showers will generally be from about Worcester and points west out towards Springfield. Eventually, we'll get into some scattered showers, especially by Thursday. Still humid. Temperatures each day, upper 70s and lower 80s. So really fine weather today for the parade and any other outdoor activities.
All right. Sounds great, Jim. All right. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right. We have Carl Bradshaw, a veterans agent here in Attleboro, talking about the festivities. The parade route is actually, it's a little bit, it's not as big as the 100th anniversary, but what's the route that they're doing this year?
Yeah, we're moving it just a little bit because it's kind of outgrown where our staging area was, which mm-hmm. was right on Riverbank Road. So we're going to be using the Willett School area, which has a couple of advantages. It's a nice wide road with sure. very little traffic on it. Mm-hmm. So we'll stage on that. Plus, it has the field there. So, you know, the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, the schools, the kids can all be in the field off the road, not near any cars, and hopefully it'll be safer for mm-hmm. everyone. So we'll take off from Watson Ave and Hodges and go down to Mechanic Street, take right. a left, and then go on to North Main Street. And we're not going to do the Bank Street loop this time. We're just going to go straight down to County, take a right on County, and, mm-hmm. and go right to Capron Park. So it's I think it's a safer, simpler, and a nice route and should work out.
Really yeah, well. And of course, as they head down, I noticed middle of last week, they painted the street again. They yeah. redid the painting of the streets again, which is great. When I noticed touch. It one day, I was coming into the studio one day last week, and they were just finishing up near the corners of Dennis Street and County Street, where they were doing last-minute updates there. So, of course, right in front of the mayor's house was the place where they did it, of course. Yeah. But it's always a great event. There's a lot more, as you said, there are a lot more, a few more bands and other contingencies in this parade as well.
Yeah, and that's a result of the 100th. So mm-hmm. when I cast my far net out there and reach and tried to get as much as I could for the 100th, you know, a lot of it was taken up by other, I think it was a real small town in Western Mass had already mm-hmm. gotten a lot of different units and stuff. But I managed to get quite a bit, and I had them RSVP at the same time for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So out of that, you know, we had maybe 120, 130 different elements in the 100th anniversary. About five elements said they could come back for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to have them. And, you know, the Hills Mills Clown Band we're going to have.
Great, yeah.
You know, we'll have some Mexican music. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some New Orleans music. So they're kind of fun bands, and they add a lot of different, you know, variety and sound to the day.
If you can, how far does like this that you go back? I know the 100th anniversary, you had to go back, you know, quite a bit of ways to get, you know, because some of these bands may have been already taken here and there. But how far, like for this Memorial Day parade, have you worked in, you know, getting all the information?
Really September, yeah. I mean, because of the 100th. Mm-hmm. So, but normally it's routine. They usually, the same units come and same people are involved. So we start around February or so. You know, and like I said, it's usually the same elements, so mm-hmm. it's not that challenging.
And I also noticed, I was talking to a couple of people this past week where they're going to be driving their vehicles. One is Burt Buckley is going to be in there from the Clam Shack, and he's got yeah. his vehicle going to be throwing out little fishes, little red fishes for the candies for the kids and stuff like that. But if we were lucky enough, we'll probably grab one as well. Of course, then you've got your vendors, I guess, you know, which hopefully I'll grab a couple of those American flags as well.
There you go.
But you got, you know, And this, of course, is another safe family event that the city has been known to do for many, many years. Your office and what you've been doing and everybody else has been doing is basically exactly what you're doing. Is you want to have these family events like the 100th anniversary. We don't really do a Veterans Day parade anymore.
No, it's just
have we ever
ceremony.
Done that years ago?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, we did, because 11-11-11, we yeah. always did it on the Common, right?
And the weather is just so difficult to predict, and it's not that nice in November. You know, I mean, one of the reasons we built the Veterans Memorial Pavilion was so we could have Veterans Day there and have cover in case mm-hmm. it's raining or snowing or, you know, so that worked out nicely. But we rotate every year for Veterans Day. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's going to be at Lee's Pond under the pavilion, and then other times it's going to be up here in Attleboro. And we're going to let the Attleboro War Veterans Council decide where that is. It might be at the Common. It might be at Capron Park. Depends on what the War Veterans Council wants to do that year.
And you're going to be doing the TV coverage as well on Channel 15. You've got some, you know, there's like I said, there's a lot of contingencies of coming into the area. There is a things going on after the parade, if unless people are going to their own backyard or wherever. But you've got the South Attleboro American Legion is doing something as well.
Yeah, so we'll do a collation there. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have things for the kids. Mm-hmm. We started that last year. Al Vallejo, the manager down there, coordinated that thing. We're going to have a couple of Patriots cheerleaders there.
Aye.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice cookout. Mm-hmm. And, we'll get everybody together and kind of be my farewell, I guess.
Yeah, I read that in the newspaper. They said there'll be free hot dogs and hamburgers as long as the food stays around. But hopefully, you got plenty of parking down there. And hopefully people will come out there and do it. And now, when they're in the in Capron Park later on this morning, who do we have down there coming today?
So right after the parade, we go right into the Memorial Day ceremony. Mm-hmm. And that's, when we really recognize the somber, Memorial Day, the holiday, if mm-hmm. you will. And that's going to include a reading of names. Ed Stanton has been collecting the names from the Sun Chronicle of anyone involved with Attleboro who has passed away and is a veteran. And pretty consistent, 2 years in a row. We did it first time last year. There was 75 to 80 names, and that was consistent with what happened this year. So Ray Oberg, who happens to be the Grand Marshal, mm-hmm. he's going to read the names, and we're going to go right into taps and rendering of honors at that point. Not always get the congressman, but we're going to have Congressman Joe Kennedy, who's not only going to be in the parade, but he's staying around for the ceremony. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice. And we'll hear from the other local elected officials. I believe of the state reps, we have Betty Poirier and Mr. Haru coming.
Mm-hmm. That's always good, because they always tried. I saw Betty the other day, and she said it's always a busy schedule, but one thing that she does like to do is march in the parade and speak for a few moments to the people up here. But as I said, it's one of those things that people always say. I know you mention this all the time when you're speaking. It's one of those days where you may have a great time, but you also got to pause and remember. It's great to enjoy friends and family, whatever. But I think the most important thing is as you said, just pause, remember something like what we do with Veterans Day as well. I mean, in your own words, I know that you said this one time that it's great to have fun, but you also sometimes it's also a great day to remember the people who are fighting for our country and people who have fought for this country as well.
And you mentioned flags earlier too, so mm-hmm. I did want to say, one of our great organizations, the Elks here in Attleboro, they're going to hand out 4,000 flags. So
nice.
It makes the patriotic route that mm-hmm. much nicer, and that's just another one of the many things the Elks do for our city. Including, they donated 50 flags that are on the poles throughout the city. They do our annual flag burning ceremony. So those who need to get rid of any old flags, you can bring them to the office, you can bring them to the Elks. But we get together with the veterans and the Elks, and we burn those flags. And they also, on Flag Day, they do a ceremony. So just one of the many things they take care of. But 4,000 flags out there will be nice along the streets.
Flag Day right around the corner, June 14th.
Which is also the Army birthday.
So. That's right. Now, you said there's a contingency going on, a coalition rather, going on at the Legion in South Attleboro. Nothing going on here on Park Street
at all. Combining down there in South Attleboro.
Okay. Yep. I haven't been in that building in a while. We were down there for a political fundraiser a couple of weeks ago, and it's just how great that building is on Park Street, how huge it is, and with a nice wraparound porch in the back. Ed Stanton was there and a bunch of other people, and it's just a great time. I was talking to a longtime woman who was a Marine colonel, that she was at that facility too. And I said, God, I would love to have her on the radio. But she said, well, I don't know what I would talk about. But in fact, everybody was saying, thank you for your service. And all of a sudden she says, thank you for what? Thank you for what? We actually all saluted her.
Wow.
She kind of looked at us like, well, what are you saluting me for? Are you in the military? No, we're not in the military. But, and it's amazing how some of these people are out there. That my uncle actually just turned 94 yesterday, and he lives in Johnston, he was in World War II. He was in the Army as well, and just these people who are still around, I think you should go be with these people, you know, enjoy some of these people, because some of them may still have stories to tell. I mean, I know here in the city of Attleboro, there are tons of men and women out there who still have great stories to tell.
You know, one of the longstanding traditions we have down there, and for those who are interested, the different posts meet on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. So if you're interested in the DAV or the VFW, or the American Legion, pretty much any Tuesday night, you could go by there at 7 and meet people and get a flavor for what's going on. But a longstanding tradition is Mickey Zito has always made the meals before that. Mm-hmm. So starting at 6 o'clock each night, he's made the meals, and that has ended. So it's an end of an era, because that was his kitchen over there at the VFW, and he did great work, and made it extra special to have him cooking our meals for us.
Yeah, and he was Grand Marshal at the 100th anniversary celebration as well.
And there was no debate about that. Everybody was very happy with that choice.
Yeah, you know, as you look back on the times that you've been here as veterans agent, are there any memorable events that you see besides the 100th anniversary?
Yeah, and it really started off within my first month there. Mm-hmm. It was my job to put together a 102nd birthday for Irene Davey.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the very first things I did was actually on Christmas Eve. I went and visited her, and I started on December 21st. So 3 days later, I was visiting her and getting to know her. And we also had, you know, Medal of Honor recipient was with us. He was the Director of Veteran Services, Tom Kelly, that day. Mm-hmm. Good, great turnout at City Hall. And I started a friendship with her. You know, it was kind of like a grandmother to me, because mm-hmm. if my grandmother lasted another 30 years, she would have been about the same age as Irene, but she passed away younger than that. So that was memorable. Her, just anything I ever did with her, I always learned something new every time I visited her, you know. And worked with a Girl Scout, Christine Rosick, to do a project, and she ended up being selected out of all the, you know, Girl Scouts in the region to give her the speech at their dinner, and it was about Irene and, mm-hmm. and what she had learned from her. So that was definitely a special getting to know her.
Yeah, and of course and many different things you've seen. You know, the reformations of the pavilion in South Attleboro, which is a beautiful area. You also had, and I think this year again, the Navy Band is coming back, I guess, as well. You have any other things that are going on that you know of right now for the Independence Weekend?
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, I was going to say the big thing is 4th and 5th of July. Mm-hmm. So on the 4th of July, we're going to have entertainment from Strictly Sinatra, that band, and mm-hmm. they were at the 100th. So they'll start at 6:30. And go till about 8, and that'll be in the flats. That'll give everyone an opportunity to get over by the high school, where they'll be able to see the fireworks better. Mm-hmm. You know, and then on the 5th of July, which will be the backup for the 4th, we have the Army Band coming back, and mm-hmm. I think you remember them from last year. I think your wife enjoyed their music very
exactly.
much too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they're back, and they're great. If the fireworks get bumped to the 5th, there'll mm-hmm. be the entertainment instead of Strictly
Sinatra.
Yeah,
because the 4th is a Saturday this year.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So if not, there'll be a standalone concert at 6:30 on mm-hmm. Sunday night at the park. So it's going to be a good
time. Now, since you're not going to be here for that, have you worked at all getting anything else later after the summer is over?
No, but I think the next thing would be probably the Navy Band coming for a holiday concert.
Okay, yeah.
And they've done that kind of routinely the last 2 years, and they like coming here. Mm. So I would think in association with the Christmas parade that the next event would probably be, well, Veterans Day, and then in December, try to get the Navy Band back for a holiday concert. I mean, they're amazing.
That Navy Band, I know the director just retired, I'm trying to remember who they were.
Paul Gerhardt.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm on their Facebook page all the time, and they always giving us updates all the time. And and they're so close. I mean, they're just down in Newport, which is, you know, it's nothing to get up here, but that's one of the nice highlights toward the end of the year that you've seen as well, right?
Yeah, that's a great addition to our traditions here, I think, in Attleboro. You know, what I find kind of interesting is the Army Band is really a National Guard band. They're part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it difficult to decide which one band is better, the Navy or the Army Band, you know? They're both so good, and they bring such a variety, and so I've been trying to figure out which is better, but I'm not sure who is.
I think there's a combination of both of them. Now, the other thing that I was thinking over this past weekend, I know this other band is a very, very popular band, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. That's really tough because I've seen them all the time. I've seen them twice or three times in concert around the area. I think last week they played up in Fitchburg and Acton, and they play some places in Rhode Island and Connecticut. But there, I was thinking, like, God, that would be a great time. And they're not very expensive to get them down here, but it just depends on, you know, where they're going to be. I know at certain times, like around, I think it's around April, May, they usually play the New England area, something like that here and there. But it's kind of like you've got to give them a list, like, almost 6 to 12 months down the line, and if they can make it, fine. If they can't, because I know in June they go to in Iowa. They're at the home of the estate where Glenn Miller actually was born. But I follow them all every year as well. But because actually someone mentioned it to me last week, that's why I bring that up. Somebody mentioned, like, when they found out that you were coming in studio, they said, well, find out, see if the Glenn Miller Orchestra is ever going to be available. Like, I said, it's worth a shot, but, you know, like I said, they play almost 52 weeks a year sometimes, and in around the holidays they're in Japan for a month, so they play all the bases, Okinawa and stuff like that down there. But as you take over in up in your area now, what are you looking forward to up there? Not only being a few minutes from home now.
Well, you know, in addition to that, there's an extra bonus. I'm going to start in Northbridge. Mm-hmm. That's where I live, and it's about a mile away from my house.
Right.
It's in a little white schoolhouse all by myself. The VFW's upstairs. I do have an assistant, part-time assistant. But we're moving to Uxbridge, the office itself,
okay,
so they can close down that little schoolhouse, basically. So I'll be in Uxbridge Town Hall. Well, just so happens that I work the hours of the town hall that I'm in, and Uxbridge is closed on Fridays. So.
Okay.
nice. That's an extra bonus, yeah. I like to get my my hours in by Thursday,
yeah, right,
every day, you know, every week. So I've been kind of, you know, looking for that sort of job for a long time. I've been
It's not that far from the old Cock and Kettle restaurant.
Yeah, and that closed down, and
that
was a nice restaurant.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I liked going there, and another favorite over there was Brian's. It was an Irish pub since 1996. They closed down, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's getting to be more slim pickings there in Northbridge, you know?
You know, some years ago, the old Quaker Drive-In, and now is right there on 146A, is now a storage facility now as well, on the right-hand side. But yeah, I mean, it's a nice little community. My when we go up to my cousins and my aunt up in Worcester, and we go, you know, right through there, and that's the old road, you know, up there through Uxbridge and Sutton, Uxbridge, Northbridge. It's a nice little community, as you said.
You know, I think probably one of the key attractions is Purgatory Chasm.
That's right.
So most people know that, and that's my exit, is exit 6, Purgatory Chasm. You might be interested to know, and it's kind of interesting, that there's a West End Creamery, and it's right on that exit, opposite of where Purgatory Chasm is. But they serve Bliss ice cream from Attleboro there.
They do.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. So I get my, what do I like? I like my coconut almond fudge or something like that.
Still have your Attleboro connection still up there
it.
As well.
Yeah, exactly.
We have Carl Bradshaw with us for a bit. 7:28 right now on this Monday morning. It is Memorial Day. We're going to take a quick break right here and be back with some more information on what is going on for today. And what he sees maybe for the city of Attleboro down in the near future.
Arts on the Common in Wrentham Center on Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This festive celebration, sponsored by the Wrentham Cultural Council, will feature handcrafted fine arts and crafts, performance arts, and interactive activities, as well as live entertainment throughout the day. So mark your calendar today for Saturday, May 30th for Arts on the Common.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
I
want to
be.
I want to be.
I
want to
be.
I want to
be.
I
want
to
be.
I want to be.
I want
to
be.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Attleboro Police Department is inviting residents to have coffee with a cop. Chief Kyle Hegney is encouraging members of the community to meet a police officer in an informal, neutral space to discuss community issues, build relationships, and drink coffee. The first Coffee with a Cop event will be May 21st at Honeydew Donuts on Washington Street in South Attleboro at 10 a.m. The second event will be May 26th at Dunkin' Donuts at 104 North Main Street at 10 a.m. The program aims to improve relationships between police and the community, one cup at a time.
On Common Ground, we'll host a sunflower light and paint night on May 29th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. at the Bristol Lodge Masonic Temple on South Washington Street in North Attleboro. The painting will be that of a still life showcasing a sunflower, and I'm told one special masterpiece may be chosen to be featured on the cover of On Common Ground's annual appeal brochure, bringing a little light of hope into homes of those in need. Seating is limited for this event, so for more information, call 508-226-0801.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Set your destination for the historic Battleship Cove, located on Water Street in the great city of Fall River, on June 6th from 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. A galley tour will be presented by Director of Education Emily Bryant, exploring what it took to feed the brave sailors of the USS Massachusetts. That's over 2,000 crew members 3 times a day. The tour also includes a galley-style meal that would have been served on the ship, but space is limited and reservations are required for this event. For more information, call 508-678-1100.
All right, we are back with Carl Bradshaw here in the studio for another 5 to 10 minutes or so. I know he's got to get down to Capron Park. You got another busy day going on today.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of things going on. You know, get ready for the ceremony. Then I got to go marshal the folks together for the parade. Mm-hmm. And as soon as 10 o'clock hits and they take off, I'm running back over to Capron Park. I'm going to meet up with Emily and do some, what do they call it, color commentary? Or
color commentary,
like
yes. I know when you were doing the, when you were organizing the 100th anniversary, it was nice you had a little golf cart driving around the city right there. Like, boy, in fact, I know you grabbed me at some point. I was in the cart with you, and all of a sudden, like, we got to go here, we got to go there. But, I mean, it's great that now you're not going to have the cart today, probably.
No, I don't need it today. But we did have that famous golf cart interview by Emily. That was
that's
first.
Right.
So not about first,
you
I
sure
think.
Did. You did. Also, there's another very important issue that you wanted to get through as well. Well, there's a couple of other things. The Purple Heart City, Attleboro, is going to become.
Yeah, so back in April, I asked the mayor to give us a proclamation declaring us as a Purple Heart City. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a remembrance and just keep that in the consciousness. And I'm sure most people understand a Purple Heart means you got injured in combat. Mm-hmm. So he did that, went up to national headquarters for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. They approved it, and then we're going to have the Massachusetts contingent come down here today and give us a plaque that we'll be able to hang in City Hall, and we will officially be a Purple Heart City, and we're going to do that at the ceremony today.
So that'll be today as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great. That's mm-hmm. really wonderful. That's great. There's also another great added attraction. You've got the Coastline Singers today.
They're back, yeah, and they're just amazing. So we're gonna end it on a very positive note mm-hmm. with the Armed Forces Medley. And I'd ask that the veterans of the different services, as they hear their song being sung, that they stand up and get recognized. And we'll start off with the Army one. It's supposed to go, doesn't necessarily happen, but it's supposed to go in order of precedence. And mm-hmm. that's set by when your service came into, you know, official being, if you
right.
will. And the Army's the lead organization for that.
I know those women do a tremendous job. I mean, and as you say, they practice locally as well.
Yeah, and I guess they're going to be looking for a new home, but
okay.
It might be Post 312.
Mm-hmm.
After the ceremony today, they're going to go down to Post 312. We're going to look at that as their practice. They practice every Wednesday at, 6:30 at night. That may change because 312 has something going on that day, but it could be Tuesday or Thursday. Every week, about 45 weeks a year, they mm-hmm. practice. And we call them Attleboro's own, so we kind of want to keep them here.
Yeah.
You know? Don't want to lose them.
and we mentioned it all during our break that we just had. Post 312 has been, and I mentioned this, I was talking to Doug Gobin a couple of weeks ago. Post 312 is a very historic building as well.
Yeah, it goes back as an old school, and then from time to time they hosted churches in there. And now it's an American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know with a great guy, Al Cannon, who passed a few years ago, just made everybody so welcome in there. And of course, they have their meat raffles now on the weekends, on Saturdays. I've been there many times doing that, that's for sure. but I think most of the time when you go to these events, they're open to the public, a lot of these events, right?
Yeah, like the meat raffle is.
Yeah. I think the good thing about these, a lot of the great things about this, there's history right into these buildings. The VFW, the Legion Post. You've got these people that come down here, mostly on a daily basis, if they can make it to on a daily basis. As you said, Mickey Zito at the VFW, that was his kitchen. You know, you're not coming in my kitchen, but you've got, and sometimes they would make stories. You know, I was talking to what's his name now? Oh God, he's passed away recently this past year. His wife's Irene. They lived around the corner from me near the high school.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name offhand now. Irene, she's now it's at the top of my tongue now, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
But he was a Navy man for a long time, I'll know it is. It's coming to me. I know it. But anyway, you have a lot of these stories from all these historic people in the city. I know, and being the veterans agent now for so many years now, you've became good friends with a lot of these people.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be probably the most challenging thing is leaving these mm-hmm. veterans behind.
Charlie Raposa.
That's
who I'm thinking of.
Great American.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, right down to the last few years, he took care of the lawn and everything else over at the VFW. 90 something years old mm-hmm. out there mowing the lawn and trimming the things and taking care of the bushes and flowers. So, that was his contribution amongst other things. But yeah, the walls, they're almost like museums when you go to both of them. And certainly my favorite hanging over at Post 312 is the picture of the pavilion. We had a professional photographer take it. It's a very large photo, and it's right at the entrance, and it'll remind us, you know, forever that that project given back to the community from the veterans was such a prominent part of my first, you know, my 5 years here.
Right. Yeah. So. I tell you, as you head into your new position now in the next week or so, what do you take from these 5.5 years from Attleboro?
Well, you know, I think the big thing is I'm going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father still lives here. He's a veteran.
Okay.
Lives in the house I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a niece here and a nephew and a great niece. So the next generation was born less than a year ago at Sturdy Memorial. And she's a treasure, Juliana. A little shout out to Juliana. So I'll be back. And I think what's good about it is I probably won't mind the drive now.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right, exactly.
And I told Connie I'm going to come by on Fridays and harass her and say, what does it feel like to work on Fridays? So, yeah, I'll be back. A lot of family and friends still here. And you know, I'll come to various events. I'm sure I'll be at the 4th of July with my great niece. And I'll come and say hello.
Yeah, you know, it'll be an open invitation here to this studio. That's for sure. Well, I know that you have to take off right now. I know that, but we'll see you a little later on today at the parade in the area, and we'll give a shout out to you out there. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, Carl, it's been a pleasure having you here. Just good luck with your future endeavors, and it's been a real pleasure to knowing you as a friend as well.
Thank you, Dom, and thank you, Attleboro.
All right, thanks. Carl. Thanks. Good luck, and good luck today again.
I appreciate it.